One of the nice things about doing reflections on radio rather than in person or on film is that only the voice and the words matter. I don't know about you, but I can sometimes get distracted by a speaker in a lecture or a conference or even at the homily in Mass. Take myself, for example. I use big hand gestures, and sometimes people tell me they're a distraction. So I really do try to keep my hands at my side, but they seem to have a life of their own. And before long, whew, off they go, flying and flapping all over the place. So you don't get that problem on Vatican Radio. And neither do we see the size and the shape of the speaker. And again, believe me, for you, this is a blessing. I'm not exactly slim. And in fact, I'd more truthfully be described at best as chunky. And I'm certainly overweight. I know myself well enough and can be honest enough to recognize that my weight has a direct connection to greed, a connection to overeating. I'm not good at controlling my appetite, and this troubles me a great deal. Each year in this wonderful season of Lent, each of us gets the opportunity to pay special attention to our appetites, precisely because many of us struggle in the same way. And when I speak of appetites, I don't just mean food. A lot of people have no difficulty with food at all. And of course, far from struggling with overeating, all too many people in the world don't even have enough to eat. But food is not the only appetite that we satisfy in our lives. It's not the only appetite we overindulge. Lent invites us to a period of fasting. And what's fasting if it's not a time to control our appetites, whatever they may be? So if, like me, your appetite is for food, can it be controlled? Can it be reduced? If our appetite is to collect and hoard and have more and more, can it be modified? If our appetite is to view television so that our entire day, or at least our evening, is spent in front of the box, could we turn off for a while and do something more constructive with the time? Maybe use it to spend time as a family, talking, praying, sharing the day. If our appetite's for gossip, can we determine not to listen to it, or not to ask questions about others that give rise to the gossip in the first place? No doubt there are a whole host of other appetites out there, all being overindulged, all part of the Lenten invitation to fast, to pray and to give. If we can all do some work in controlling our appetites, I'm sure that we will learn a lesson about what is essential in our life of faith. And it won't surprise us to know what it boils down to. It'll boil down to love, love of God through love of neighbour. So if you're still wondering even now what to do for Lent, why not take a look at your appetites? What are they? And how do you satisfy them? And most important of all, do they help you to love God through loving your neighbour? And if they don't, or if there's room for improvement, Lent is the ideal time to do whatever we need to do.
That was Father Chris Bowles, Superior of the Lauriston Jesuit Community in the Scottish capital of Edinburgh.